Right, one for you to get us started, Stuart.
Is there any technology which can help us run faster or be stronger, like the Iron Man suit?
So that was sent in by Charlie. Stuart, what do you think?
So we're talking about the Iron Man suit from the movies, which is this kind of suit that the character, the superhero can kind of, or maybe not. I'm not sure if Iron Man is a superhero, actually. I think people might argue with me on that. But anyway, you can put on this suit on and can fly around. It gives him extra strength and the ability to do certain things. Now, this is actually a really interesting area of research. People are starting to develop exoskeletons, the idea that you have a almost kind of like a powered framework that you can stand into that will support your body as you make certain motions. And there are a couple of reasons for doing this. So some people want to use it in order to help people do lots of repetitive tasks. So if you're a worker in a warehouse, you're lifting boxes every day, moving them around, then this is something that's going to help reduce the strain on certain joints, reduce the strain on your lower back. It's also very useful if you've lost certain mobility, say due to a stroke or something, that it can actually support you and encourage you to do it. There are a few examples around by certain companies. There are still some challenges. So one of the big problems is actually power. I mean, everything comes back down to batteries nowadays. And in order to have motion, you need quite a lot of power and you need a certain battery pack. So that limits the amount of movement you can do at a certain time. Actually, it's quite complicated to replicate the motion of certain joints in the body. So you've got a ball and socket joint that actually, that motion can be quite difficult to recover in a mechanical system. So how do you design a system that gives you the same range of motion, but then doesn't kind of do things that you don't want it to do as well?
Okay. So is that a thumbs up? It's possible or it isn't possible?
Yep. So it is possible and they are on the market now. If you have £10,000, you can buy yourself a exoskeleton suit that will allow you to lift boxes more easily.
Karen.
But we're not at the point of flying yet then?
We're not at the point of flying yet. Well, you can get a jetpack. You can get certain jetpacks, and I think there are a few examples recently. My favourite is actually the water jetpack, which still means you need a water supply powering, pumping water down towards the ground. But that does give you kind of those kind of basic capabilities.
Well, thank you for laying that one to rest, Stuart.